First of all, glad to see everyone out, and I apologize in advance that I didn't realize there would be such a crowd, and I apologize that Josh isn't up here doing his talk, but I guess we'll try to muddle through tonight, and it's going to sound kind of like, which I kept thinking when we started off this morning in class, and Josh was talking about anxiety and everything, and then Justin got up and was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah and all the troubles that they had and what we need to be focused on. I'm thinking, well, apparently this must be on everybody's minds more than I thought, because that's kind of where it's kind of a repeat of the repeat. But, you know, I guess you could title it tonight's lesson is Choosing Faith Over Fear, and how that we can get so bogged down with so much bad news and so many fears that we lose focus on what we as Christians really need to be focused on. And Jess was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, we were sitting there and we talked about this for the last 3 or 4 months. It's like, how bad was Sodom and Gomorrah to be compared to what we are, you know, in this country and in this world situation, that, you know, could he find that many people to save, you know, here? And we've talked about that, you know, the last months, and with everything that's going on with the elections coming up in a couple of weeks, you have children going back to school, and you'll have all the future, you know, just kind of in an uproar. But where do we draw the line? Where do we stay focused at? And that's something you're going to look at a couple of, you know, verses tonight, and even Justin kind of hit on what we're going to kind of look at is in a story that we've looked at over the years, you know, a lot is, you know, the story of David and Goliath. And it's one of those things that we had looked at it, and I wanted to look at something in particular that we'll hit on in a little bit that I've always thought, you know, from the first time I remember understanding the story is, you know, why did he do a certain thing? And a little bit more research and a lot of digging and everything, and had Becky help me dig it out, but we found the answers, you know, hopefully to that, so that might answer some of y'all's questions. But, you know, choosing faith over fear, and we can let our fear, you know, let us get curled up in a ball and we lose ourselves. And, you know, some of the famous people that have had fears that, you know, some people don't think is anything out of the ordinary, but then there's some that it's like, that's silly. But Napoleon was afraid of cats. Houdini was a claustrophobic. And Queen Elizabeth I, she was afraid of flowers. And I'm thinking, you know, was she afraid of, you know, getting allergies or getting something? But we can get so afraid that we lose our focus. And that's something that, again, we're going to look at tonight. And where do we put our hope? Where do we put our focus? So In start, let's open up to Psalm, the 42nd verse. Psalms 42 in verse 5. And it's, you know, and here we're going to see, where should we put our hope? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Here we can see the writer here, this psalm, he tells us where we should be focused, what we need to be focusing on, and what should we focus on, and it is God. And so many times in this world, you know, and I think that's a good thing, you know, why do we need to come to service as much as we can? Why do we need to study the scriptures on a daily basis? Because we lose focus so fast, so frequently. And then let's look over in Job 11. In verse 18. And, you know, if we lose our focus, then we start losing our hope. And we can see here, the writer of Job, you know, where should our hope be? In Job 11, in verse 18. You will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. And that's something that, you know, what is, you know, a lot of people always want. They want security. They want to feel secure at home. They want to feel secure in their job, that they can have that paycheck to go out and take care of the physical things. But do we have that same want and desire to take care of our spiritual needs. And that's something that we can see that in the scriptures from the beginning to the end. And it's one of those things when you look at certain things, if you're scared of spiders or if you're scared of cats or if you're scared of, you know, being in a small box, you can let that grip you and you lose your focus, you lose your hope. And what we're going to look at tonight, you know, but what if you had a physical giant in front of you? You know, something that you could actually see, touch, and look at, you know, that's not a tarantula or not a little spider, that in some people, maybe they think that is a 10-foot animal that's gonna bite them. But what if you had a physical giant in front of you that was wanting to kill you? And that's what David went through in Solomon, in 1 Samuel, sorry. So if you want to turn over to 1 Samuel in chapter 17, we're going to kind of look through it and read the story of David and Goliath and kind of go back and hit the highlights. But it's something that, you know, David, you know, he stayed focused. He had already been, you know, he had already seen what God would do. He had already helped him kill the lion. He killed the bear. He took care of him. And this, he just thought was another person and just another thing that it can be handled because he had his focus, he had his hope set on God. And that's something as Christians that we have to be reminded of on a daily basis. And we can do that by reading, and we can see that God takes care of us. You know, it's not all going to be a bed of roses, but in the end, the reward is going to be worth any discomfort that we're going to face. So in 1 Samuel 17, let's begin in verse 4. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out in the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs he wore bronze greaves, and his bronze javelin was slung over his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and his iron point weighed in 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and lift up and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we'll become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. And this is something, they hadn't even fought him, but yet they were scared. They lost their focus. They didn't realize and didn't remember they were God's army. They were God's people. They were his chosen people. And there in verse 16, for 40 days the Philistines came out. The Philistine, Goliath, came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. And he was a constant reminder that he was here and he was trying to scare them. And it was one of those, here again, the Israelites were scared. And then here comes little David. You know, if we can turn over to in verse 40, and we can see, you know, he had already came just to help, you know, bring food to his brothers, and he heard them. And he's like, "Why are y'all sitting here? Why are y'all here? Won't you go out and take care of this bully? Take care of this guy, and let God's glory, you know, shine, you know, do his work." And they were scared. I mean, from the king down to these fighting men, they were all scared. And let's look in, well, let's pick up in verse 40 here. Let's pick up and then verse 38. And Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. And this is the part that, you know, from a young age, I'd always heard the story, read the story, looked at it, and I never could figure out, you know, if this man had such great faith that God was going to deliver, you know, Goliath into his hands, why did he take 5 stones? And that's something that I'd always wondered, and we talked about it, you know, one night at supper, and Becky kind of had the same thought, and he's like, well, I don't know. And we got to looking, and we found out Goliath had 4 brothers. And in those times, they were in the army. And if you kill one, you don't stop. You have to kill the whole family, or they're going to come and attack and attack and attack. So there was 5 brothers, Goliath and 4. He had a stone for each because he knew that's all he needed. He had God's hand over him. And he knew if it took killing all 5 of them, he was prepared. And that was what he was sent to do. That's what he needed to do. And as Christians, do we burden ourselves with so much extras that we, you know, kind of get weighed down and we try to get everything, you know, to protect ourselves to do this and that? But here, David, he got rid of all the protection. He just wanted what he had and what he was used to. All he needed was 5 stones and a sling. And he was prepared. But are we confident in our own hope? Are we confident in our own preparedness to go out into the world? And that's something that we have to ask ourselves. And we have to, you know, study to be confident, to be sure that we know how to answer. And, you know, if we have somebody ask, are we prepared to give an answer of our hope? And that's something that, you know, David, here in this story, he was prepared. He was ready. He needed all, he got all he needed. He didn't take any extra. He didn't take all the garb, all the shields and the helmets and everything. He just took what he needed and what he was used to. And, here, let's go ahead and finish in verse 41. Meanwhile, the Philistine and his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, am I a dog that you come out with me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here, he said, and I'll give you flesh to the birds, to the air, and the beasts of the field. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. As the Philistines moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line and met him. He didn't take off running. You know, he didn't try to bluff him out. He went ahead and he charged. He was in this to the end. And David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the scabbard. After he had killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. The Philistines saw this, and their hero was dead. They turned and ran. And this is something. Do we turn tail and run when we get scared? Do we have somebody, a giant in front of us to protect us? And yes, we do. We have God. We have Christ. He suffered. He died. We know the reward that we were preparing for, but are we willing to go out and tell the world? Are we willing to tell our friends, our family, our neighbors? And these giants can be conquered. They can be controlled. They can be killed in this case. That Goliath was. And this is something that, again, I know we've talked about it from the beginning of the morning with Josh and Zaidi, and how we let the troubles of the world bog us down you know, we get all sidetracked and we lose our focus. And then Justin talked about, you know, how bad that everything has to be before we sit back and realize that it's up to us. And again, I guess you could say the three-peat of it is, you know, the giants are out there. The world, you know, is out there. The media, the press, the, you know, the liars, the deniers that, you know, Christ did not come. The church is just a cult. And you could go on and on with all the different lies that are out in the world. But as long as we're prepared and we are ready to give an answer and we realize that our strength is in God, that we can go out with confidence and we can conquer the fear. We can conquer the giants that are out there, you know, that scares us. So again, kind of going over that is one of those that is something that we hadn't heard before. The one thing that, you know, I did think was interesting was the five stones, because I always thought, was he that bad of a shot to begin with? Was he thinking, well, it might take more than one to knock this giant down? And there again, the answers are in the scriptures. In 2 Samuel 21 and verse 22, it talks about the four brothers from the Philistine army. And again, eventually David and his armies did kill the other four brothers. So he knew it was coming, and he knew it could be conquered, because he could conquer Goliath. He knew he could conquer a bear. He could conquer a lion just to protect his flocks. You know, here's this man that was making fun of God's army, God's own people. And he knew that God would protect him. And that's something that we have to stay focused on. And in closing, we can turn over to Philippians 4th chapter, verse 13. And again, it's another verse that everybody's familiar with and everybody's heard. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And we know where our strength comes from. It's from God. It's from the word of Christ. It's from the examples that we have in this Bible. And if we just take it, read it, and study it, then we can have that, you know, we can have that conquering fear that's out there in the world. And don't lose sleep, and don't lose focus on what, as Christians, we are really meant here to do. And with that being said, if there's any in the audience that feels that they need the prayers of the church, or they're ready to be baptized and be a Christian, come forward as we stand and sing.